The dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
And we welcome you to another edition of High School Softball here on KNZA 103.9 FM from Onega, home of the Buffaloes. They host the Troy Trojans here this afternoon in a double dip, and we bring you game number one of that doubleheader here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Good afternoon, Brandon Tadman with you. Kirk Kilman back running the ship, also Colin Feldkamp, part of the broadcast as well, keeping us locked in and on the air. Troy coming in undefeated at 7-0. Onega comes in at 2-4. Let's dive into the lineups here for game number one. And we'll start with the visitors from Troy. Undefeated at 7-0. They'll go like this. Reagan Hill will lead things off and play center field. Paige Hines at second base, batting second. Avery Euler, the senior, the shortstop, and batting third. Peyton Ingeman is the pitcher and batting fourth. Emerson Weber, the left fielder, batting fifth. J.C. Moore, the senior first baseman, batting sixth. Bottom third of the order, Claire Winder, the senior playing third. Kaylee Grable in right field, and Emma McConaughey rounding out the Troy lineup. She is catching. So again, for Troy, it is Hill in center field, Hines at second, Euler at short, Ingeman pitching, Weber in left field, Moore at first, Winder at third base, Grable in right field, and McConaughey is catching. For the Buffaloes, they'll go like this. Leading things off, the senior shortstop, Kinsey Schwartz. Harley Smith is batting second and pitching. Bridget Campbell, the freshman, is batting third and catching. Emma Coulterman, the cleanup spot, the junior first baseman. Adelie Conger, a freshman, playing second and batting fifth. Hayden Coleman is a sophomore, batting sixth and playing third base. Brooklyn Boren is the junior left fielder, batting seventh. Kaylee Dorsey, the sophomore center fielder, batting eighth. And then Julia Byers, the junior right fielder, rounding things out for the home Buffaloes here today. So again, for Onega, it is Schwartz at short, Smith the pitcher, Campbell at catcher, Coulterman at first, Conger at second, Coleman at third, Bourne in left, Dorsey in center, and Byers is in right field. Buffaloes rocking the home white uniform tops with the black pants. Blue tops for the Trojans, gray pants. The Trojans come in again undefeated at 7-0. They're coming off two big wins against ACCHS on Monday. Those wins were 18-0 and 21-2. The Trojans have outscored their opponents to this point 116-9. Four of the seven games have been shutout victories. For Onega, they lost their first four of the year, swept by Riverside and Nemaha Central, but came back with a couple of wins last week. On the road at Olpe, wins of 8-5 and 15-0. So here we go, leading things off, Reagan Hill, the senior center fielder. And sports a .571 average. Six stolen bases and a home run so far this season. Bats from the right side, fairly straight up. First pitch is swung on and missed for strike number one. Harley Smith, the senior pitcher. Starts it with an 0-1 count. Here's that second pitch, and it's fouled straight back into the fence. And quickly, Reagan Hill down in the count. No balls and two strikes. 252 to dead center field here at the ballpark. Here's the 0-2 from Smith off speed upstairs. Now 1-2. These two teams split last year. Troy winning the first game 14-4. Buffaloes came back with a 10-4 victory in game number two. The 1-2. Bounce straight back again to Reagan Hill, the senior center fielder. Hines is up next. Euler will bat third, and if one of these three able to get on, it'll be Ingeman, the pitcher. The 1-2. Fouled straight back and out of play. So we'll do it again at one ball and two strikes. Again, beautiful day. 59 at first pitch. Clear skies. There is a slight breeze coming in from the right side of foul territory, about 15 to 20 miles per hour at times. Here's the 1-2 again, low and inside, evened up at two balls and two strikes. So Hill working the count here early. have evened it up at 2-2 and fouling a couple off as well. The 2-2. Fouled straight back again. So again, Reagan Hill continues to fight in this opening at bat of the ball game. Not a cloud in the sky. Fans continuing still to drive on in to catch the start of this first of two between these two. This one is slapped left side to the shortstop, Schwartz, thrown on to first in time, and quickly one hitter and one out. So after a long battle with Hill and Smith, Schwartz putting it out to Coulterman at first and quickly one out here in the first inning. So that brings up Paige Hines, the senior second baseman. Schwartz a .583 average. Batting from the left side, open on the stance. Smith, the first delivery, shows bunt and fouls it straight back. It's 0-1. So the corners of Coleman and Coulterman came charging in, expecting a drag bunt. Now with the count 0-1, we'll see if that's still the mindset here for Hines. Steps through it upstairs, 1-1. Corners again playing for the bunt. Here's the 1-1, and that one is slapped into left center field, and that falls in for a base hit. Dorsey, the center fielder, cuts it off and gets it in quickly, but a one-out single for Paige Hines, and she stands at first base here with one out in the first, no score. So good starts for the day of Paige Hines. The senior second baseman stands at first with one out, no score, top of the first. First pitch is upstairs, and a quick throw back to first, not in time, as Hines is back safely, as Avery Euler takes ball one. Euler playing shortstop here in game one and sports an average of .579 and takes a strike. And now the runner, Hines, is caught in a rundown. And now there's the throw from Campbell to second. And now they got her in a pickle between first and second. A couple of throws back and forth trying to get to second base. And then finally tagged out by the catcher, Bridget Campbell. And so that one-out single turns into two outs with nobody on as Hines is caught in a pickle and is tagged out prior to second base. So now Euler with two on, or with two outs and nobody on, slaps this one foul and out of play. Needs to protect, count at 1-2. That was a nice heads-up play by the catcher, Bridget Campbell, to catch her off the bag, not just the first time, but the second time, and then made a good throw to get her caught in between first and second. Off speed, upstairs, now 2-2. Euler, part of the Trojans basketball team this past season, one of the better players that they had, and she slaps one in between the catcher and the pitcher, and no play's going to be made, as it's going to be an infield single for Avery Euler to keep things alive here in the top of the first inning. So the pitcher and junior Peyton Ingeman will step in, also part of that Trojans basketball team. We had a game that we broadcasted where they played the Buffaloes, and she dropped, I believe if my memory is correct, 27 in that ball game. She stands in from the right side, open count 0-1. Pitch from Smith in there. Now another throw down to first, and sliding back in time is Euler. So we've seen early on Hines and Euler both being aggressive over there off first base. Hines got gunned down. Euler doesn't want to do the same to end the inning, and an 0-2 pitch just outside. Ingeman stays alive here at 1-2. So Euler at first. Two outs here in the top of the first. No score. That breeze coming in heavy. That one is slapped into left field, and that's a base hit, and that one's going to get by the left fielder, Boren, and this could produce a run as it's Euler around third all the way home, and it's going to be an RBI double, and Troy's on the board with a 1-0 lead here in the first. Emerson Weber, the freshman left fielder, steps in. as Euler scores all the way from first. That was a rocket shot. Got all the way to the fence, and on a 1-2 pitch nonetheless. So Ingemann at second base. 1-0 Troy here in the top of the first. Two outs, and Weber steps in. First pitch from Smith. Ooh, fouled straight back and into the mask. Bridget Campbell appears to be okay, and quickly the count. Well, now if you're Paige Hines, maybe kicking yourself for getting caught in that rundown, that could have potentially been a 2-RBI double. But looking past, Troy on the board first, leading 1-0. Here's the pitch. Slapped left side. Schwartz, the shortstop, has it up to first in time, and that's the end of the inning. But a RBI double by Peyton Ingemann gets Troy on the board after a half an inning. Onega coming up, and we're back after a timeout here on KNZA.
At last it's spring. You might love the sound of birds outside your window or the calm of soft rain. Maybe the best springtime sound is the rumble of tractors revving up across the region. If you're ready to get moving and you need a loan, come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Expand your farming operations with Union State Bank. Offer the insight of team members who were raised on farms or have farms themselves. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Troy snags a run in the top of the first. One run, two hits, no errors, and one left on base. So the Trojans out to a 1-0 lead here at Onega. Buffalo's coming up here in the bottom half of inning number one. It'll be Kinsey Schwartz, Harley Smith, Bridget Campbell. 1-2-3 in the order. And if one of those three are able to get on, Emma Coulterman would be due up in that fourth spot in the lineup. And thanks for tuning in. KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandy Tamman with you. Colin Felkamp in studio. Kirk Hillman helping out as well prior to the broadcast. Appreciate it very much. So here is Kinsey Schwartz, the senior shortstop, batting from the right side. Peyton Ingemann inside the circle. First pitch is slap foul down the right field line, and the count is 0-1. Onega comes in at 2-4. A couple of wins against Olpe last week. 8-5 and 15-0 for those victories. Ingemann's 0-1 is low and inside, evened up at one ball and one strike. Trojans have posted four shutouts in their seven victories so far this year. High fastball. That's out of reach, and the count now two balls and one strike. Fairly straight up, maybe a little closed on the stance for Schwartz. Batting from the right side. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. High check. Got her there. Now evened up at 2-2. Defensively for Troy, Winder at third, Euler at short, Hines at second, Moore at first. The 2-2, swung on and missed. And a strikeout to start for Peyton Ingemann. And there's one out here in the bottom of the first. 31, the pitcher, Harley Smith, the senior, steps in from the right side. Nobody on, one out here in the bottom of the first. Troy with a 1-0 lead. And a fastball again, just cruising right past, swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Wind's starting to swirl a little bit throughout the infield. Here's the 0-1 again. The fastball just too late on these swings here early on for Schwartz and Smith. And Smith now needing to protect down in the count at 0-2. See if the fastball is the right medicine here, and that one is swung on and missed. Now a play down to first base is caught, and a good throw by the catcher McConaughey. And quickly there are two outs on the swinging strikeouts. So two up and two down via the strikeouts here in the bottom of the first, and that brings up Bridget Campbell, the on the stance, batting from the right side. Engelman's first pitch upstairs, ball one. Engelman certainly has a lot of fire behind that fastball, and it's really been the one pitch used so far. This one catching the inside part of the plate, another one. 1-1, swung on, fouled straight back, and Campbell now, protection mode at 1-2. Troy trying to get a quick 1-2-3 inning with a 1-0 lead here in the first. There it is, the 1-2 in there, strike three looking, and three up, three down, and three strikeouts for Peyton Engelman. At the end of one, it's 1-0 Troy. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
If everyone in your family loves pizza and you want a quick meal with no prep and no cleanup, take advantage of the April special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get a large meat eater special for just $17 a month. Then add some breadsticks, wings, or dessert. The Pizza Bakery is known for great food and great variety. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, call 486-2602. Make it a pizza night and take advantage of the April meat eater special at the Pizza Bakery. Open 7 days a week in downtown Horton.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Colin Feldkamp, Brandon Tamman with you. End of one inning. Troy up here in the top of the second with a 1-0 lead. As J.C. Moore steps in and takes one that touches the inside corner for strike one. Finder and Grable do up this inning. The Trojans, who look to stay undefeated here tonight, 7-0, but called strike number two. So now Moore needs to protect down in the count 0-2. One run on a couple of hits in the top of the first for Troy. This one is slapped left side, and it's out of the glove of the shortstop, Schwartz. And it was a tough play regardless. We'll call it a single for now, but J.C. Moore protecting on 0-2, slaps one to the left side and gets on first here to start the frame. Now Claire Winder, the senior third baseman, will step in. Runner at first and nobody down. Trojans off to a 1-0 lead. They show bunt, and it's fouled straight back. Make the count 0-1. Winder comes in sporting a 5.29 average. Three of the goals in the Troy lineup today have not hit a home run this season. That one is high and inside. One ball and one strike. So certainly they have the power. They hit for average. And they got really solid pitching as well. Off speed in there for strike two. And Winder now down in the count 1-2. Moore at first. Nobody out here in the top of the second. Trojans leading here at Onega in game one. 1-0. Slap to the right side but foul. And we'll do it again at 1-2. Smith taking her time, getting back on the rubber. Gets the sign. The 1-2. We'll do it again. It's, that one is fouled and out of play. Kaylee Grable up next, the right fielder. In the bottom of the order with Emma McConaughey. As it's J.C. Moore on first base with nobody out. High fastball, but just got a piece to stay alive. We'll do it again at 1-2. Defense for Onega pretty straight up. Boren, Dorsey, Byers, the outfielders from left to right. Coleman, Schwartz, Conger, and Coulterman from third base to first. That one is slapped to the right side, and that's inside the line. It's a fair ball and could be extra bases. And they're going to hold the runner at third and a little bit of hesitation, and the run will end up scoring. J.C. Moore does from first. Heads up, base running, as Winder ends up at second base with a double. And Troy now with a 2-0 lead here in the top of the second. So we've seen this Troy lineup battling here, building counts and putting it in play as Grable steps in and swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. So a single and a double to lead things off here for Troy in the inning. Winder is at second still with nobody out. There's a bunt left side. It's played beautifully, and the play is made at first. Good throw by Coleman at third, so a sacrifice moving Winder over to third base, and that's the first out of the inning. So the 9-hitter in the order, Emma McConaughey, the senior catcher. So Grable thrown out 3-1, or correction, 1-3. First pitch, missing the plate for ball one. McConaughey, a .500 average, steps in from the right side. An RBI chance here with Winder at third. Here's the pitch. That one is in there for strike one. That one is low, ball two. So two balls and one strike here to the senior, Emma McConaughey. And you can hear that breeze coming in, 15 to 20 miles per hour at times. Here's Smith, and the delivery swung on and missed. And a good off-speed pitch there caught McConaughey off guard, and it's 2-2. Moore started the inning with a single, came around to score on the Winder double. Grable with a sack bunt, getting Winder to third base, and we stand here now with a full count as McConaughey takes one low and inside. So one out here in the frame. And a high fastball swung on and missed, and a big strikeout. That makes it now two outs, and back to the top of the order with Reagan Hill. Grounded out to short, her first time up. 2-0, second inning. Trying to add another run here in the frame. Base hit would do that. That one is hit well to right field. And a good catch by the right fielder, Byers, and that's going to end the inning. So Winder is stranded on at third base, but they do issue a run. They've gotten one in each of the first two. So after an inning and a half, Troy 2, Onega nothing. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
It's tax time again. That means it's the right time to plan ahead for your future, your retirement future. Hi, this is Troy at GN Bank. Stop by any of our GN Bank locations and let us help you prepare for your retirement plans by opening a traditional or Roth IRA. Remember, the 2021 IRA contribution deadline is Friday, April 15th, 2022. Our GN Bank staff is trained and ready to help you understand your IRA investment options. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Through an inning and a half here in Onega, Troy with a 2-0 lead. They went with one run, two hits, no errors, one left on. Exact same stat line there as the first inning, as Winder was stranded on third base, as Reagan Hill flew out to right field to end the inning. Now here in the bottom of the second, it'll be 4, 5, and 6 here for the Buffaloes. Coulterman, Conger, and Coleman. So the junior first baseman, Emma Coulterman, facing down Peyton Ingeman, who struck out the side in the first. Ingeman's first offering is high into the backstop, ball one. Breeze swirling near the Sabbats, right around 60 degrees. Another high fastball missing, and now the count to Coulterman and her advantage at 2-0. Ingeman made quick work of the first three in the Onega order. two swinging strikeouts and one looking. Here behind in the count, 2-0. This one swung on and missed. Another fastball zooms past. A late swing in the count, 2-1. Ingeman quickly working back on the rubber. Gets the sign, 2-1. Fouled straight back off the umpire and from 2-0 to 2-2. A 2-0 Troy lead here in the bottom of the second inning. Game one of two. 2-2 once again, swung on and missed out of the catcher's glove and thrown down to first with ease. So four batters faced and four strikeouts. And Adelie Conger, the freshman second baseman, will step in, facing the hard-throwing right-hander, Peyton Ingeman. Here is the first pitch. Foul straight back. Good swing there by Conger. Just a touch late. And the count is 0-1. Four straight strikeouts for Ingeman to start. Gets the sign. Here's the 0-1. Took some off there and just catching the inside corner. Haven't seen many off-speed pitches here from Ingeman. A smile over to her dugout. And now advantage Peyton at 0-2. And swung on and missed. High fastball. And just like that. Now 5 for 5. 5 up and 5 strikeouts for Ingeman. And now Hayden Coleman, the sophomore third baseman, will step in from the right side. Nobody on, 2 out, bottom 2. Troy with a 2-0 lead. Flashing bunt, pulls it back, and then swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. Right back to work, the 0-1. That one just missing upstairs, now 1-1. Swung on and missed. 1-2 as Ingeman trying to strike out the side for the second straight inning. The 1-2. Got her. Swung on and missed. Boy, it is pure heat right now for Peyton Ingeman. Troy leads it 2-0 at the end of two. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
Do you need some livestock processed soon? Anderson Meats in Troy has some immediate openings in the very near future. Give them a call in Troy at 785-985-2292 and find out how they can work you into their processing schedule. Or stop by and see them on Last Chance Road. Anderson Meats in Troy. Contact them for some immediate openings for processing of your livestock. 785-985-2292. That's 785-985-2292. But call soon.
The Boyle and James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
High school softball continues here on KNZA. Colin Feldkamp in studio, Braden Tamman with you. Troy with a 2-0 lead here at Onegas. We start the top of the third, and Paige Hines will lead things off, and she fouls the first pitch back for strike one. Two runs, four hits through the first couple for Troy. Peyton Ingeman has faced six and has struck out six, and that one is roped to left field, and down the line it's going to get all the way to the wall for Hines, and she makes a long turnaround second. There's no cutoff man, and she gets all the way to third base with a triple. So Hines now 2 for 2 with a single and a triple, and she is at third base to start the top of the third. Avery Euler steps in. Had an infield single in the first, came around to score. First pitch upstairs, good stop by the catcher and Bridget Campbell to keep that one from going to the backstop, and the count is 1-0. And Here's the pitch. Fouled straight back, out of play, and the count evens at 1-1. Now two runs on five hits here so far for Troy. Zeros across the board for Onega. Top of the third. Just getting going. Runner at third. Nobody out. That one is hit off the end of the bat and skips foul left side. And Euler now in protection mode with the count 1-2. Euler bats from the right side. The senior shortstop. Down in the count 1-2 with a runner at third. Here's the Smith's pitch, and it's slapped up the middle. A chance for Schwartz, the shortstop. Beautifully done, and it keeps the runner at third. That's the third nice play from Kinsey Schwartz, the shortstop. And that's a huge first down here for Onega. That brings up Peyton Ingeman, who had an RBI double in the first. Here's Smith's first pitch, off speed, inside corner, catching it, strike one. So Ingeman has, inside the circle, struck out the first six Buffalo batters she has faced, and she's 1-for-1 at the plate. She'll slap this one through the hole left side, and it's an RBI single, and it's now 3-0. Long turn for Ingeman at first, kind of hesitates, ball comes in. Finally, Ingeman trots back with the RBI single. So two of the three runs courtesy of the bat of Ingeman. And a double now with a single. And now we get a time as Hines scores from third. And we get a quick pause in the action as we'll get, looks like, a defensive substitution in left field. Kylie Vinneberg, the sophomore, will go out and play left field here, taking the spot of Boren. Umpire making the official change. So Ingeman at first base with still one out in the inning. The 3-0 Troy lead. Good stop there by Campbell, the catcher. That one's low and inside to Emerson Weber for ball one. Grounded out to a shortstop to end the first inning. Bats on the right side, Tad open on the stance, catching it off the inside part of the bat and fouls that one away to even things up at 1-1. So Troy, so far they have tallied a run in each of the first three innings. Still a chance for more, just one out here in the third and a 3-0 lead. That one's low, Ingeman's going to make a play down to second base, and she slides in safely. Good throw by Campbell from her knees, but Ingeman with the speed and a stolen base. And for Ingeman, her second stolen base of the season. Now it's second, and a good pitch in there. And the count now, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Arlie Smith, the senior pitcher, inside the circle, the 2-2. High fly ball left field. Vinneberg, who just came in, lost it, and it falls in for a hit. Ingeman's going to take a long turnaround, third and score. And the throw home gets away from the catcher, Campbell. And Emerson Weber makes it all the way to third base. And Ingeman from second makes it 4-0. Still just one out in the inning. Now Weber stands at third for J.C. Moore. Singled and scored in the second. Still one out in the inning. J.C. bats from the right side. First pitch. It's straight in the air. Campbell, the catcher, makes a nice catch with the mask on and a huge second out. As Moore is retired, and that brings up Claire Winder.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
If everyone in your family loves pizza and you want a quick meal with no prep and no cleanup, take advantage of the April special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get a large meat eater special for just $17.99 all month. Then add some breadsticks, wings, or dessert. The Pizza Bakery is known for great food and great variety. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, call 486-2602. Make it a pizza night and take advantage of the April meat eater special at the Pizza Bakery. Open 7 days a week in downtown Horton.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
Are you there?
Yeah. Little difficulties, but back to it here in the bottom of the third. It's Kylie Vinneberg leading things off here for Onega. Troy tacking on two more in the third. They lead it 4-0, and that one is just a scotch inside to Vinneberg. And the count is 1-2. Vinneberg came into left field that last inning. That one from Ingeman is low and inside, evened up at 2-2. Troy in the last half inning, 2 runs, 2 hits, 1 error. And they left one on base. They lead it 4-0 here in the bottom of the third. Swung on and missed. Vinneberg late on that fastball. And 7 up, 7 down, 7 strikeouts for Peyton Ingeman. And here is Kylie Dorsey, the sophomore center fielder. Takes one upstairs for ball one. Julia Byers on deck. But a 4-0 Troy lead here in the bottom of inning number 3. Here's the pitch showing bunt and not pulling it back in time for strike one. So again, Peyton Ingeman all but one of her 7 strikeouts so far have been via the swing, as that one is swung on and missed by Dorsey, and the count now 1-2. Just one was caught looking. That was Bridget Campbell in the first. The rest have all gone down swinging. The 1-2. Got her. Strike 3 called. This one looking. And another strikeout for Peyton Ingeman. And the route continues for her inside the circle. 8 up, 8 strikeouts. And that brings up the junior right fielder, Julia Byers. That's from the right side. Fairly straight up with the stance. Ingeman's first pitch. Slapped foul, hit well down the right field side, but out of play. And the count 0-1. Troy, 4 runs, 6 hits, and left 3 on base. Buffalo still looking for their first hit tonight. That one is upstairs. Kept the bat on the shoulders. Count now 1-1. Ingeman gets the sign and fires the 1-1. Swung on and missed. It is 1-2. Another chance for a strikeout here for Ingeman. The pitch. slaps Allen out of play. Good job by Byers here to stay alive, and we'll do it again at 1-2. Ingeman finds a ball after that one was missed, a strikeout, and that will do it once again for the Buffaloes. 9 up, 9 down, 9 strikeouts for Peyton Ingeman. At the end of 3, it's a 4-0 Troy lead.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Ag producers, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Jim Cole with GN Bank. We are asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see the opportunity. We're not just interested in opening new accounts. We like and want to build relationships. At GM Bank, we have experienced lenders, exceptional service that makes us the best place to bank and borrow. Let's talk about how GM Bank can serve your needs now and in the future. GM Bank, member FDIC.
...103.9 FM, KNZA.
8-9-1 due up here for Troy in the top of the fourth. Grable, McConaughey, and Hill as Smith fires in strike one. Swung on and missed by Kaylee Grable, the right fielder, who laid down a sack bunt to get a runner over to third her first time up. That one skips in there for ball one. 1-1 count here to the righty right fielder, Grable. A 4-0 Troy lead here and not here in the frame. So a ground rule double by Grable. Her first hit tonight, hit number 7 for Troy. And the number 9 spot, Emma McConaughey. Struck out swinging in the second, her first time up. Troy trying to add to a 4-0 lead. 1 in the first, 1 in the second, and 2 in the third. First pitch swung on and missed by McConaughey for strike one. Here's the pitch. They're going to lay a bunt down, beautifully done down the right side. McConaughey out at first, but the runner, Grable, is over to third base with one out. So back to the top of the order here with Reagan Hill. First pitch low and inside, ball one. 0 for 2 on the day. Grounded out to short. Flew out to right field. They're two times up. Now an RBI chance here with Grable at third. That one and Hill down in the count, 1-2. That is a big second out as Paige Hines will step in, who had a good day so far, a single and a triple. As a run scored, caught stealing in the first and slaps this one to right field. Byers, the right fielder, coming in, can't make the catch. And the run's going to come in to score. Hines all the way to second base. And Grable in from third, and that makes it 5-0. So now with Hines at second base, that brings up Avery Euler. 1-for-2, slapped left side, third baseman Coleman struggling, gets it up in the throw, forcing Coulterman off the bag, and everyone is safe. Now runners at the corners as Hines moves over to third, Euler at first, and Peyton Ingeman, who is as hot as they come, 2-for-2 at the plate, and she struck out, swings at the first pitch, sends it out to short center field, and it's going to fall in for a hit and then skip away from Vinneberg, the center fielder. Both runners are going to come in to score. Ingeman dancing between second and third, finally makes the decision to go to third, and two more runs are in, as it's now a three-run inning. And now makes it 7-0. With Ingeman now at third base. And she's driven in 4. That one is hit straight up the middle. It's a base hit for Emerson Weber, and the run scores. Ingeman with ease, coasting home, and Emerson Weber with her first hit of the ball game, and an RBI to boot. So now it is 8-0 Troy. Casey Moore, 1-for-2, steps in with Weber at first, and still just, well, just, but 2 outs in the inning. That one skips away, and Weber makes it down to second base. So in scoring position with 2 outs, 4 across, 8-0 Troy here in the top of the 4th. Here's the pitch. Good location off speed. Some more in the count is 1-1. So a couple of errors this inning has cost the Buffaloes, as the 1-1 is swung on and fouled out of play. So more down in the count, 1-2. J.C. Moore singled and scored in the 2nd and flew out to the catcher last time up. She'll slap this one left side. Coleman the play at 3rd across the diamond. In time, the out is made. And that will end the inning and go down for Moore, 5-3. But 4 more across, and Troy blowing this one open. They lead it 8-0. To the bottom of the 4th we go here on KNZA.
Do you need some livestock processed soon? Anderson Meats in Troy have some immediate openings in the very near future. Give them a call in Troy at 785-985-2292 and find out how they can work you into their processing schedule. Or stop by and see them on Last Chance Road. Anderson Meats in Troy. Contact them for some immediate openings for processing of your livestock. 785-985-2292. That's 785-985-2292. But call soon.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, bottom of inning number 4. Onega has some work to do as Troy crossing 4 more runs in the top half of this inning. 4 runs on 3 hits. Trojans now lead it 8-0. Peyton Ingeman back in the circle, back to the top of the lineup. She has faced 9, retired 9, and struck out 9. And Kinsey Schwartz will step in to try to get something going here for the Buffaloes. First pitch swung on and missed. Strike 1. So again, right now, Troy, 8 runs and 9 hits. No errors, no runs, no hits, 3 errors for the Buffaloes. Here's the 0-1. Off speed, but low and inside. Ball 1. Schwartz, the leadoff hitter, the shortstop. The 1-1, swung on and missed. And once again, a strikeout chance here for Peyton Ingeman. Trying to keep that streak alive. The count 1-2. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, gets to the backstop, played on the first in time. And the first out is recorded, and it is another strikeout. Make it 10-10 for Peyton Ingeman. Now the pitcher Harley Smith steps in. Here's the sign in the first pitch. Skips in the dirt. Hand to the backstop. Ball 1. So again, defensively, for Troy, Winder at third, Euler at short, Hines at second, Moore at first. McConaughey the catcher, Ingeman inside the circle. That one is high and outside, and the count is 2-0. Weber in left, Hill in center, Grable in right. Troy trying to stay undefeated, looking the part, 8-0 their lead here. Came into this first game with a 7-0 record, and that one is rifled in there for strike one, and Smith now still ahead, but the count now 2-1. Ingeman works quickly, fires, swung on and missed. Smith got a little piece of it, fouled right back into the glove of McConaughey, and another chance here for Ingeman with the count at 2-2. The pitch. Swung on and missed. She did it again. Another swinging. Two up, two down. And Bridget Campbell, the freshman catcher, will step in. As it's now 11-11 for Peyton Ingeman. And we'll try to retire the side all via the strikeout once again. First pitch to Campbell. High and away, ball one. Ingeman also 3-for-3 at the plate with a couple of doubles and 4 driven in. And she rifles one in there for strike one. Counts Campbell 1-1. Here is the pitch. That one is low. Campbell in front now at 2-1. So again, the Buffaloes just trying to, this point, get something in play. But Ingeman has just been a dynamo here as she throws another one in there for strike two, and count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes and a chance for another perfect frame. Fouled straight back, just got a piece. Good swing there by Campbell as the fastball has not lost any velocity. As Ingeman's been able to cruise here so far with a limited pitch count. Checks the wristband. Here's the 2-2. Upstairs, good eye there for Campbell, and the count goes full to 3-2. First time that Ingeman has worked it to a full count, so credit Campbell here doing a good job. Quickly flashing a bunt, pulls it back, and gets her with the strikeout. Inside corner, beautiful location. And another perfect inning for Peyton Ingeman as she has seen 12, retired 12, and struck out 12. To the top of inning number 5 we go. Troy with an 8-0 lead.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner in a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Top of the fifth, 8-0 Troy, bottom third of the lineup, and one pitch and a single up the middle to center field for Claire Winder. That's her second hit on the ball game, and she's at first with nobody out for Kaylee Grable, the right fielder. Laid down a sack bunt in the second, scored and got on via a ground rule double her last time up. 8-0 Troy here in the top of inning number 5. Here's the pitch. Off speed. Good location. Swung on and missed. Strike one. And now 8 runs. 9 hits for Troy. That's well hit. Center field. Vinneberg comes in to make the catch. And the runner retreats. Winder does back to first. And Grable is out number one. So Emma McConaughey, 0 for 2. Struck out swinging her first time up and made down a sack bunt her last time up. Takes one upstairs for ball one. Harley Smith still working inside the circle. Started the game, still out there. Throws one upstairs, count 2-0. So advantage McConaughey, 2-0. Here's the pitch. Off speed, took a little off, and swung on and missed. It's now 2-1. Winder at first, one out here in the top of the fifth. Troy with an 8-0 lead here at Onega in game one. Another off speed, swung on and missed. And Smith battling back from 2-0 to 2-2. Here's the pitch. And got her. Strike three looking. Good location and to come back after throwing the first two off the plate. And a strikeout for Smith. And that's the second out, and back to the top of the order with Reagan Hill. Winder still at first. Hill takes low and inside, ball one. 0 for 3, ground out, a flyout, and a strikeout for Hill. Came into this game with a 570 average. Fouls this one straight back up against the fence. Evens the count at 1-1. Steps back in, a 1-1 count here to Hill, the pitch. That one's hit well to right field. Byers moving in and can't make the play. It drops in for a hit. And both runners will move up an extra base as it's a double for Reagan Hill. And Hill to second base with her first hit on the double. Winder is at third. And now that brings up Paige Hines, who's scored twice. As a single and a triple and reached on an error. Swings and misses at the first offering, 0-1. Eight nothing Troy. Here in the top of the fifth, two on and two outs. 0-1 to Hines, slap left side but foul. And it's 0-2. A hit could potentially bring in two. And make it a 10-0 lead. She's able to get one out there and in play. Here's the pitch. Fouls it back, stays alive at 0-2. The wind picking up just a skosh blowing in from the right side of the infield. And howling. Off speed, another late swing, but Hines gets a piece to do it again at 0-2. Hines bats from the right side. Euler on deck. 8-0 Troy here in the fifth. And swung on and missed, and Smith gets her to swing at one off the plate, and that's a strikeout, and that's the end of the top of the fifth. But Troy still in front, 8-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If everyone in your family loves pizza and you want a quick meal with no prep and no cleanup, take advantage of the April special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get a large meat eater special for just $17.99 all month. Then add some breadsticks, wings, or dessert. The Pizza Bakery is known for great food and great variety. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, call 486-2602. Make it a pizza night and take advantage of the April meat eater special at the Pizza Bakery. Open 7 days a week in downtown Horton.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the fifth we go. Peyton Engelman back to work. She has struck out every batter she has faced. 12 up, 12 down, and 12 Ks. As it's 4-5-6 in the order for Onega, Emma Coulterman to lead things off here in the fifth. Troy with an 8-0 lead. Engelman's first pitch swung out and missed. The last half inning, first time that Troy failed to score a run in an inning. They got two hits and left two on. And just like that, Coulterman, another swing and a miss, down 0-2. Here's the 0-2, and another strikeout, swung on and missed. And just like that, 13 up, 13 down, and 13 strikeouts. Adelaide Conger, the freshman second baseman, will step in. Engelman continues to work. Hasn't skipped a beat, hard hit but foul down the right field line. And Conger just a bit late on that one. But the count is 0-1. Engelman's 0-1. Swung on and missed, 0-2. Hayden Coleman is on deck. It's Troy cruising here in game one, trying to stay undefeated. Here's the pitch. And a high fastball swung on and missed. That was out of the zone. And stop me if you've heard this before. Engelman, another strikeout. And that brings up Hayden Coleman, the sophomore third baseman. 14 up, 14 down, 14 strikeouts. First pitch high and outside, ball one. Defense pretty straight up here for Troy. Coleman flashing a bunt, pulls back, and swings and misses at a knee-high fastball. Count 1-1. Another high fastball, swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. So another chance for Engelman to go perfect. Looking to go 15 for 15. A 1-2. Swung on and missed. It's going to get away from the catcher. Throw on to first in time. And the strikeout is recorded. And 15 for 15. 15 up, 15 down, 15 strikeouts for Peyton Engelman. To the six we go. Troy leads it 8-0.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you. Rates are historically low and your opportunity to refinance your home loan is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it. GN Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Top of the sixth, 8-0. Troy with the lead. Avery Euler steps in, takes ball one from the pitcher Harley Smith. Here's the 1-0, and that one also upstairs, and Euler jumps out in front 2-0. Reached on an error her last time up, came around to score. In the four-run fourth inning, she's going to slap this one foul, right side and out of the glove of Conger at second base. So it's just a long strike. And it's now 2-1. for Euler. Overall today, 1-for-3. Couple runs scored and a ground out. Had an infield single in the first. Another high fly ball right side. First baseman Coulterman able to make the play for out number one. And Peyton Ingeman steps in, who has been a monster. 3-for-3, 4 driven in, 2 doubles, 2 runs scored. And she has struck out all 15 batters she has faced inside the circle. And she'll take one right at the knees for strike one. Open on the stance from the right side. Steps into it and launches one to deep left center field. That one is gone. Have a day, Peyton Ingeman. A solo shot makes it 9-0 Troy. And the rout continues as her teammates are there at home to greet her after a blown up shot to left center. Clean off the bat. And that's her third run scored. It's now 9-0. And Emerson Weber now steps in. 9-0 Troy here in the sixth. Singled with an RBI her last time up. Also reached on an error and grounded out in the first. Takes one low there for ball one. That one skips in the dirt, ball two. Euler started with a fly out to the first baseman. Ingeman with a solo homer. One out, nobody on here. Emerson Weber with the count. Now 3 balls and no strikes as that one is low and inside. JC Moore on deck. Here's the pitch. Ground ball left side but foul, swinging all the way on 3-0. And the count now 3-1. So Smith steps back in. 3-1 count. Here's the pitch. That one is low for ball four. JC Moore steps in. 1-for-3 today. A single and a run scored. Also fouled out to the catcher and grounded out to third base. Weber at first. One out here in the sixth inning. That one is low. Weber once again dancing between second and first, and the second time we'll see a pickle as Weber's able to dive back safely to first base. Saw that in the first inning with Hines, who reached on a single and then got caught up in a rundown and was eventually tagged out by Campbell, the catcher. Here's the 1-0 count to Moore. Ground ball up the middle, and it reaches center field. That's a hit. And a long turn and a throw to third. Good throw, and the tag is not in time. And sliding under the tag is Emerson Weber. And due to the throw, Moore is able to get up to second base. That's the second hit for Moore today, and that brings up Claire Winder. So now runners at second and third with one out. One across here in the inning. 9-0 Troy here in the top of the sixth. Winder 2-for-3, a double and a single. Takes one at the knees and catching the inside corner for strike one. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, left side, slow roller. It's going to get a run in the play. At first is in time. Nicely done by the shortstop Schwartz to record the out, but Winder gets Weber in from third to make it 10-0. And then Moore able to get up to third base on the throw. So Kaylee Grable now a chance for an RBI with a runner at third and two down. Swings at a high off-speed pitch for strike one. A ground rule double and a run scored in the fourth. Also flew out to center field and laid down a sack bunt in the first. hit to the right side. The first baseman makes the play in foul territory, Coulterman, and that will do it for the Trojans here in the top of the sixth. But two more cross, highlight of it, Peyton Ingeman, a solo shot to left center field. And as we head to bottom of inning number six, Troy with a 10-0 lead.
Do you need some livestock processed soon? Anderson Meats in Troy have some immediate openings in the very near future. Give them a call in Troy at 785-985-2292 and find out how they can work you into their processing schedule. Or stop by and see them on Last Chance Road. Anderson Meats in Troy. Contact them for some immediate openings for processing of your livestock. 785-985-2292. That's 785-985-2292. But call soon.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, Troy, a chance to close it out here in the bottom of the sixth. They lead it 10-0 here at Onega. It'll be the bottom third of the order with Vinneberg, Dorsey, and Byers as Peyton Ingeman, the story of this one, 15 for 15. She has struck out every batter she has faced to this point. And she also has four hits, a home run, and five RBIs at the plate. First pitch to Vinneberg is in there for strike one. Vinneberg subbed in early. Moved around from left field to center field. Shows bump. Pulls it back and actually doesn't pull it back in time. And quickly, Vinneberg down in the count at 0-2. Make it 16 for 16, and she does. Peyton Ingeman, another strikeout, and the first out here in the sixth. 16 up, 16 down, and 16 strikeouts for Ingeman. Now Dorsey, center fielder, will try to lay down a bunt, and it's just foul. And the count is 0-1. See if she tries maybe the bunt again. We've seen it a few times tonight from Onega. Flashing bunt, but more times than not, they pull back. And there's the bunt again, and able to pull that one back in time, and the count is 1-1. Now they do a check down to the umpire at first base, and they say she did not pull back. So the count goes now to 0-2. Here's the 0-2. Swung on and missed. She did it again. Make it 17 for 17. And Julia Byers will try to extend this one out, but again, Ingeman, 17 faced and 17 strikeouts. And Byers tries to lay down a bunt. It's fouled straight back for strike one. 10-0 Troy. One more out. We'll end the game here in the sixth. They'll move to 8-0 on the year. Another swing and a miss. And Byers down 0-2. And Ingeman, a chance at absolute perfection here in game one. The pitch. Swung on and missed. It's going to get away to the backstop. Play down to first base in time. And that, my friends, is as perfect as you can do it for Peyton Ingeman and the Trojans as they win it here 10-0 at the end of six innings. And we'll step aside for a quick break. But 18 up, 18 down, and 18 strikeouts. She was monstrous at the plate as well. We'll recap it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Union State Bank, we often say we're rich in community. That's because we're a part of your community, living and working in the same place as you do, all trying to contribute to making it the kind of place where people thrive. And now with our newest location in Shoal Creek, we have 8 Union State Bank branches to serve you. Stop in at the Union State Bank branch in your community and find out why we are so committed to the families, schools, businesses, and farms in your neighborhood. We are USB. We are rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, wrapping this one up in our broadcast here this afternoon as Peyton Ingeman, probably the early front runner for Athlete of the Week next week for what she did here this afternoon in Game 1. A perfect game as Troy wins it 10-0 in 6 innings here at Onega. But not just a perfect game, 18 up, 18 down, all 18 down via the strikeout. That is right, Peyton Ingeman, 18 strikeouts in the perfect game pitched here today. So the final line, the win for Ingeman, 6 innings. No hits, no runs, no walks, 18 strikeouts at the plate. She was 4-for-4. She drove in 5, had 2 doubles, a single, and a home run, and 3 runs scored. So obviously, just a monstrous outing for Peyton Ingeman. Troy got 1 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 in the third. Their big inning was 4 in the fourth. They did not score in the fifth. They tacked on 2 more in the sixth. That's where Ingeman had her solo home run. But again, Troy winning it with ease here in Game 1 as they move to 8-0 on the year. Onega with the loss. They drop to 2-5. These two will play another one here in just a little bit. So if you're out in the area, come on by and check out the second game of this doubleheader. But that's going to do it for us here this afternoon. As again, Troy, fantastic here. Peyton Ingeman leads the charge. A perfect game in 6 innings with 18 strikeouts, 4 hits, 5 RBIs, 3 runs scored, including a home run. Again, for the junior pitcher, Peyton Ingeman, for Troy as they again move to 8-0 on the year. In the final count, 10 runs on 13 hits for Troy, and then no runs, no hits, 3 errors for the Buffaloes here in game number 1. Appreciate Kirk Kilman, Colin Feldkamp for checking in, keeping us locked in and on the air. We'll have another baseball broadcast for you Monday next week, so keep it locked in for that. We'll have some more broadcasts as we continue to grind here throughout the spring sports season. Again, one final time, the final score, Troy 10, Onega nothing. Thanks for listening to High School Softball here on KNZA 103.9.